Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. Mostly rambling. I am Andrew, also known as J-Bond, with me as always.
It's Michael, or you could find me on Twitter, MTong. I'm just going to start using that, MTong. Just shorten it.
Shorten it? As opposed shorten to it. Just Mike, which is one Mike. Syllable?
Right, well, so people can just find me on Twitter, because...
Yeah, I mean, know. Well, the problem is because, like, your screen, it, you, like, see, I'm J-Bond because my PSN is J-Bond. Your PSN is Solid Mike. No. Is it Solid Mike?
That's my Twitch.
It's your Twitch. See, you gotta, you gotta...
I gotta find a niche.
Condense. You gotta condense. You gotta brand yourself.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. You get the poker and the hot fire and then stick it on your arm. Just brand yourself.
Right. Come up with something next.
Yeah. So this is episode 32, and because we're a little pressed for time, because we're pre-recording a few episodes in advance, because we've got some events coming up where we're not going to be able to record together. So we're going to do like two or three, you know, shorter eps. Yeah, and then, you know, we'll still post them. Like, obviously, we're recording this on Monday. We didn't get to record it yesterday because we played video games all day. Oops. And so that's that. But this was a topic. The topic of discussion, we'll just jump right into it, was suggested by Icy Dude. He knows who he is. He apparently loved the we were talking when I was streaming Link's Awakening, and he said he nearly died at the part where we were trying to remember the name of the studio doing the port for Uncharted Collection, and we were like blue something, Blue Point, and we were just like, fuck it, Blue's Clues is porting it. So
<That's right.
laughs> apparently we're at least entertaining to one person. He suggested this topic, and his question was, holiday season 2K15, aka a few months from now, who wins, PS4 or Xbox? It's a complicated question because it's
very complicated.
It's not like the short answer is PS4 probably wins, right?
Probably.
That's like
based some kind of holiday bundle for both, but I'm sure PS4 will have the better deal.
I don't know that they'll have the better deal. I just think that PS4 just has always sold more, and it probably True. Will continue to sell more. Which right. is where it gets. Which is where it gets.
Weird, I think.
Yeah, because like the Xbox,
Microsoft usually will drop their prices,
and they've already.
Like, I'm sure they're going to drop prices for holidays.
You think
so.
They're going to drop it again though? Like they said,
I think it might just be for holidays though, not like a permanent cut.
Because the 349 is permanent, right? The 500 gig is 349. Now that the 1 terabyte is 399. So at least when you look at them like if you look at them from a standpoint, the Xbox is $50 cheaper, or you get 50% more hard drive space for True. The same price.
I think what they might do is they'll just throw together some kind of holiday bundle.
Yeah, they'll throw a game with it.
60, yeah.
Like maybe there's a
this for, you know, 349.
Halo 5 bundle.
Right, they'll toss in an extra game or something like that.
Yeah, like rare. There could be like a rare replay bundle, which that comes out. Oh man,
is it around the holidays?
No, rare replay comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. Finally, GameStop has Battletoads.
Yeah.
I agree with PS4.
I think the reality is that PS4 has continued to sell so much. That and it doesn't look like it's letting up. I just think short answer, PS4 probably wins, PS4, right? I think the playing field is completely level. I think they are both on even ground, because you can say that the PS4 holiday lineup for games is pretty weak, right? It's not a whole lot of games. Like Until Dawn's coming out soon. Galaxy's coming out tomorrow or tonight, technically. You know, Rocket League is pretty good, and that's only on... But that is, they said it's coming to other consoles in the future. I don't think anybody's buying a PS4 for Rocket League, let's be honest.
People got a PC, but whatever,
You know, you've got Metal Gear Solid 5.
September, yep.
You know, so you've got games leading up to the holiday, but there aren't a whole hell of a lot of holiday releases, you know? Whereas, like, Xbox is what, Tomb Raider, Halo 5. Hang on, let me go and I'll get
I think
the.
Gears of
Yeah,
War.
Gears of
Was that next?
War. Oh,
And there's some
shit.
deal where you get all the Gears of War games or something like that now.
GameStop has your favorite retro classics. As I'm going on their website because they sell retro games again. But they have the fucking Retron 5 for $127.99.
Think that's the cheapest I've
That's
seen.
like the cheapest I've ever seen it. It's normally like 150.
150, yeah.
Which is awesome because it plays NES, Super Nintendo,
Nintendo.
Genesis, Master
Genesis, yeah.
Drive, Famicom, Super Famicom, then Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Games. So
Oh,
does
nice.
the problem is it does everything but N64, which would be like the one system I really want it to play.
Right. But I mean, even then, don't you
But
have a
at least
64?
yes, but it was more that
Oh, I
this is
get you. Yeah.
HDMI. You know, this would
If
be
you want to
one
stream, yeah,
because it'd
you
be
could have it all.
one console. All I'd have to do is have my stuff set up, but whatever. All right, let me get to Xbox One and let me get to where's the how do you get where's my releases? All right, so whatever. The call dropped and I was saying that I was gonna go look up release dates on stuff on Xbox on
Right,
GameStop.
yeah.
So
I can't think of anything else that's coming out.
let me just get to where it's gonna show me release. Show me fucking current releases, GameStop. What the hell?
I'm gonna go to a different site.
Pre-release available. Yeah, so
Exclusive.
Rare Replay is tomorrow. Gears of War Ultimate Edition is at the end of the month. It's August 25th. Dishonored, same thing, August 25th. Madden NFL 16, August 25th. And yeah, Metal Gear Solid September 1st. Mad Max is also September 1st. Then you've got Forza Motorsport September 15th. You get NHL 16 September 15th. You know, it's like every week there's tons of stuff coming
There are
out.
tons of
I
stuff,
mean, the
yeah.
NHL games and the NFL games are they're multi-platform, so whatever. But
Right, yeah.
I don't think sports games have the market like they used to. I mean, I could be
No,
completely wrong,
not at
but I
all.
just, Taken King is September 15th. That'll be huge on both
We've got
consoles.
see
FIFA.
December, Just Cause, and Hitman. For at least for PS4 is what we've got for December titles.
Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is October.
Black Ops
Shovel
3.
Knight for Xbox is October. That's cool. Yeah, Halo 5 Guardians Limited Edition Collection, October 20th. It's $250. It's pretty steep. But I
So is
mean,
this
that's the thing.
just
Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, hey, these are some pretty good games. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, October 23rd.
I'm sure people are gonna buy Rock Band and Guitar again.
Halo 5 Guardians Limited Edition releases October 27th. Why does
Wait.
the other 250 thing release like a week prior? That's kind of weird. Yeah, I mean Halo 5. I mean I could see them doing a Christmas bundle of like Halo 5 Guardians, you know, and the Master Chief
Right,
Collection,
yeah,
right?
Master
Like
Chief
you get like
Collection.
Master Chief Collection plus Halo 5 Guardians for $349, and that's a better deal than like if you get a PS4 for
Mass
$399
Plus,
with
whatever.
like a PS Plus subscription. Like you're gonna need the PS Plus things anyways.
True.
So, but I just, I don't know. I just don't think. I think that Xbox will win in the sense that there's more games to buy. I think
Actually, they have about the same lineup. They don't have a big, at least where I'm looking, they don't, besides Halo and stuff like that, they
Rise of
don't
the
have a
Tomb Raider.
huge, like a super huge, besides, yeah, Tomb Raider and Halo 5. But I mean, everyone's different. There's stuff that I'm sure everyone's excited for, but the rest is
Trackmania
like
Turbo.
multi-platform.
Yeah,
So what they've
there's a
got,
decent amount of
it's Halo
multi-platform stuff.
and Tomb Raider.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. But I just think that in terms of that,
But I
I
mean,
think the
Halo, so.
yeah, I mean, I think Halo's gonna be huge no matter what you do. Halo 5's gonna be huge. Like, I'm gonna buy it, I'm gonna be playing it.
Kids are going to want an Xbox for Christmas because of Halo, sure.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that there's also the fact that no matter what way you prefer, you're gonna get whatever your friends have. So if all your friends
Oh, yeah, for sure.
have an Xbox,
Right,
they're
you're
just
going to
gonna
pick up
get
an
an
Xbox.
Xbox.
Yeah, you're going to pick up an Xbox.
If all your friends have PlayStation, you're gonna get a PlayStation. Like if you're like me, you just have to have all of them, so you just
Oh,
buy them
yeah.
all. So you're just like eventually, you know, I didn't get an Xbox One at launch. I had to, you know, wait a while and make it
Yeah.
worthwhile, and then I bought it.
So I will get an Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is that I just think like from a standpoint of if the trends are going to keep going the same way, PS4 is going to continue to outsell Xbox. I think the difference is that I think Xbox is catching up. I think Xbox is going to catch up because they're doing the right thing, right? They've got the backwards compatibility for 360. I think while people like to shit on that, I think that's going to be huge for them when you get to the bottom line of the parents that are walking in to buy these consoles for their kids don't know anything. So they're just going to be like, my kid's got an Xbox 360 right now. Does it play the Xbox 360 games? Yeah, actually it does. I'll take it, right? You know, whereas they're going to say, well, the PlayStation 4 is this, but then I got to get all new games for my kids, right? Right, they're not the same, yeah? No, they're not the same, sir. I'm sorry. Oh. Give me the other one. Give me the X machine. Give me that one, the green one. Fucking Land Before Time. So I just think that the reality is, you know, while we may look at it like, you know, I want this or I want that, like, you have to remember there's a huge amount of parents who are buying these for their kids as a surprise, as a gift. And like, yeah, they'll probably hint to their kids and be like, well, if I was going to get you one of them new video game machines, which one would you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the reality is they'll probably say whatever their friends have, or they're going to get the next version of what they have. I think it's really easy for somebody who has a PS3 to want a PS4 or an Xbox 360 to want an Xbox One. I do think it's weird to shift between consoles, but I definitely, you know, we're seeing that happen. We're seeing a lot of people get PS4s instead because they want different games, you know. And the PS4, I'm so sick of remastered, which is why I'm excited for Rare Replay, which is just remasters of old games.
But the difference is
those are old games, right? They're not, you know, it's not, games. I'm not getting a remaster of a game I played on the console before.
Right.
So that's where I can't.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, I can't stand, I'm probably going to end up buying the Uncharted Collection. It's going to bug me to buy it, though.
Because it's not a full.
Because it doesn't have multiplayer, and I don't know how much I'm gonna play the campaigns over again. You know, the reality is I'm pretty much buying it for beta access to Uncharted 4.
Right. Which, I mean, I never beat 2 or 3, so that'd be a good reason for me. But
I beat them all. But I think like ultimately, if I can't swing just getting a beta code outside of buying the game, I'll buy the game. You know,
right.
It's just,
it's
just the way it is. For me, though, I don't, you know, holiday season is generally for me, I don't buy games during the holiday season.
I usually don't
because I don't like, one, I don't like to spend money for myself, and two, like, I'm probably going to end up picking up a bunch of stuff on Black Friday like I did last year.
Yeah, usually the best time.
You know, I'm going to see a couple games that are dirt cheap, and I'm just going to pick them up. Like, I got, like, Medal of Honor Warfighter, like, 2 years ago for, like, $10, and it was the limited edition, so I got the Steelbook and all that fun stuff. You know, I just don't... I don't think that I'll be spending that much. I don't know. I hate spending money for myself, so, like... And, of course, like, I say that after, like, I bought the Alienware Alpha so I could stream, and I had a more dedicated...
Right, but there's... There's a reason to it.
Like, it's like I bought... I said I wasn't going to spend any more money, and then I bought that friggin' wood chipper. But I've managed to... I've cleaned out, like, like a good portion of my backyard with it.
Yeah.
The double advantage to the wood chipper is that when I chip it into the wood chips, I use the wood chips as mulch in the front yard.
Boom.
So like, boom, take that, because I don't have to go buy mulch.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, it looks probably weird as people drive by because they see like one quarter of an island that's like mulched in wood chips and the rest of it's just dirt. And like, they're probably like, why did he not buy enough mulch? And it's like, I'm not buying enough mulch. I'm using the wood chipper to chip it.
Boom.
I do actually have to... I do have to bring the wood chipper to work to chip wood that I've already brought there and some wood that we have there that I might as well just make. Like, the problem is, like, now I see, like, piles of wood, and I'm like, that's a wheelbarrow full of mulch I could use.
It's true.
You know? Why not? But
why not do it?
But I don't know. The holiday season's weird. I think they're gonna sell a lot of Xbox Ones. I think they're gonna sell a lot of PS4s. I don't like the weird thing is I wish they would make accessories that I wanted to buy. You know, like I
What do you
haven't.
mean?
I want controllers to be cheap. You know, I want the
Oh,
controllers to go on sale. I want to
right.
be able to
So I'm
buy.
with it.
Like, I just want to get an extra controller. You know, I've got an extra Xbox One controller because I needed it. Because
Right.
when I brought the Xbox to my brother's house, like, we couldn't play without the second controller, so I just went and had to pay the ridiculous $60 price tag for an Xbox One controller at
Jeez.
Target. It's just so
Dang.
expensive. Like, I just feel like it's so
Yeah, it's
expensive, but at the same
expensive.
time, it's like, oh, you have the controller forever, you know.
Right?
So,
Well,
I mean,
that
the
would
reality
suck
was
for.
is I got the free PS3 controller because I fixed all of the other ones, you know.
Right, it's true.
Like the PS camera, the PS4 camera, which I feel like is far more technically advanced than the controller, was $40. So how come the controller is 60?
Right? I don't get that. And it like is a terrible battery anyways, for
Which is
that
why I
matter.
just buy the 15-foot USB micro cables.
Right. Which I need to do that,
Yeah.
but yeah,
That's the
I
thing.
don't.
It's like, I mean, Christmas. The I guess the other thing is it's also different for me. Like, we don't really celebrate Christmas, you know? Like, we don't do the like tree and
Oh,
presents
true,
nonsense. We
yeah.
have like a small little fake tree that we set up just so that because we have a big window that like you kind of pass when you drive by the house. So like we put a tree in it so it, like at least people think like, oh, okay, they're not like anti-Christmas, whatever.
Right.
We just it's just not a it's I don't know. It's just not a
Right, it's
thing
not
that
a
we
big
do.
deal.
You know, if there's something
Yeah.
I legitimately need or want, I usually
Right,
save
you'll
up my
pick it up.
money and I just go buy it.
Yeah.
I don't like wait around like hoping I get something at Christmas, so
Right,
'cause then that leaves the ability for disappointment and it's like it's not worth it.
yeah. It's true.
So
True.
that's my whole thing. But yeah, I mean that my answer to your question, Icy Dude, is I think PS4 wins. I think PS4 wins, but I think it's a close race. I really do.
Right, that's what I was gonna say.
Like, I think
It
PS4
might not
wins in
be a full
hardware.
clear winner, but or full clear winner, but in terms of what might sell more,
Yeah.
it would
I mean, and
PS4. But
we didn't even look at like the Wii U. We didn't even factor in the Wii U, and I think the Wii U obviously isn't gonna like
yeah,
I don't think it's cleaning up, but
it's not gonna.
I think the Wii U definitely
That's
will.
another thing. I mean, Smash Brothers, kids are going to want Smash Brothers, but a
Yeah, there's
Mario
people who are
Kart.
gonna want Smash Brothers, you know.
Or like the family console, I guess, yeah, but
You know, you get
I don't see
Super
that.
Mario Maker.
Yeah, I still don't, even with that, I
I mean,
still
but
don't see it
that's
as
like
selling.
that comes out September 11th, which is odd. But you know, I really want to buy a Wii U because of Super Mario Maker. But I also think it's kind of weird to just buy an Xbox. I mean, buy a Wii U just for Super Mario Maker.
Fair enough.
But I mean, I bought the Xbox for Master Chief Collection, so
Yeah.
I have been known to make purchases for, like, I bought the wood chipper for the one time I'm gonna need to chip all this wood. And, like, it totally pays for itself over renting a wood chipper. But then,
Right.
like, it's probably gonna sit. Like, the reality is I'm buying it knowing that it's gonna sit, like, 3 weeks from now. And I'm probably not gonna use it again for, like, another year, maybe. You know, it depends on if some more trees fall in my backyard.
Right.
But like I really do want Super Mario Maker. I mean, I've wanted a Wii U for a long time anyways, just because I'm you know, I miss
It's
those
so I've
Nintendo
been,
games, you know.
true. I've been playing Link to the Past on my gamepad or whatever.
Link to the Past. One of my favorite games ever. Dun dun
Super
dun
Metroid.
dun dun dun
That's one thing I
dun
like
dun
about Nintendo,
dun
for one,
dun
is
dun
if you had it on the
dun
Wii,
dun
you can buy it again
dun
for,
dun
I mean, it's
dun.
kind of ridiculous. You can buy it again for a discounted price.
Wait, what?
You can't just port it over because I guess it's some kind of weird thing, but you could buy it again for like
So
a
it knows
$1.50.
what that's complete bullshit. So it knows that you've bought the game, so it gives you a discount on it, and then just instead of just being like, well, you can just re-download it. God damn it, Nintendo. You bastards. I'll pay the $1.50 for Super C again.
Well, I mean, technically, you can go into the Wii mode and just play it that way. But
Oh.
if you want to go to the Wii mode and just want to play it in the gamepad, you can rebuy it for like $1.50.
Oh. Well, I would just go
It's
into
like,
Wii mode and play it on that.
right. I was like, well, I don't want to
I ain't
fucking do
no
that.
bitch.
I'm a lazy bitch. So I
Yeah.
was like,
For a dollar fifty? Screw you, Nintendo. You got $5 from me for a game that you made in the early 80s. Not giving you another dollar fifty. But I'll give you like the $59.99 for Super Mario Maker. I saw that there's a thing though. Moderators are gonna be like checking Super Mario Maker levels, because it turns out you can't publish a level if you haven't beaten it. So you can't make a level that is, basically impossible, right? Like there's just no way. You can't force your way into building a level that's impossible. But
Interesting.
because think about how many people would just make levels you could never actually beat. It's like
True.
you can't publish a level until you've beaten it yourself. Which
Okay.
I think that at least that's nice,
It's fair enough.
right?
Yeah, it's fair. Can't beat that guy and be like, I'm gonna post this level because I'm an asshole.
Exactly. But I did see a thing saying that like Nintendo people are gonna have to like moderate some of the levels, I guess, in the sense that maybe they're concerned people will do something like
Right.
offensive, I guess. I don't really know exactly what they mean,
Penis
but
tunnel.
yeah, penis tunnels.
Even though I thought they put software on there to that checks it. So if you try to do something like that, it'll immediately take it off or something like that. I don't know. Something like
Right.
that.
It's possible. I mean, it's just the usual, you know how it is.
Yeah.
But it's just the holiday season will be interesting. I think it's going to be different too, 'cause you have to remember that like not everybody's going to be getting games at launch, and depending on how good or bad certain games do, they may
Draw
be
the price
discount
drop.
yeah, that they might see like a steep ass price drop when they
Sure.
launch. So, I mean, I don't think the Uncharted Collection is going to have any problems selling, but
Probably not, because I'm sure there's newer players that have the
that have
PS4 that
never
you
played
didn't
it
have.
before.
Yeah, they never had a PS3,
Yeah,
so
so
that'd be their first time playing it.
this is their way to catch up
The only
before
bad thing
they.
is if they find out that it had multiplayer and doesn't have it, they're gonna be like, wait, what the hell?
Right.
That's one problem they'll have. I don't know. If enough people complain, Naughty Dog will probably be like, all right, fine, we'll patch it in, or whoever, Blueprint, Bluepoint, whatever, did the port. They'll probably be like, all right, we'll patch it in. If there's a way to do that, I don't know. I'm not a game dev. I don't know how it works. But
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like,
yeah.
well, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how it's gonna work. But again, it's like, we are a few months out before the holiday season really kicks in. Plus, you got to remember what happens at Black Friday, right? Black Friday, Thanksgiving, those sales. They're gonna be pushing consoles. They're gonna be pushing hardware, software, accessories. You've
True.
got Mad Catz has got those awesome fight sticks for the PS4. So like, and then you've got Super Street, you've got Super Street Fighter, Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter 5, that's PS4 only, right? So
True.
you got people in the fighting game community who are like, oh, I want to jump up to the next level. Do I just get the PS4 now? Do I get the PS4 later? Do I get the fight stick now? Do you start amassing your stuff? Because some of these people who
True.
are going to want to compete, like, they don't have a choice. They got to get the PS4 as
Four.
soon as they can, because they got to start practicing for the competitions.
It's
Because
true.
there is no, aside from the PC version, there is no other console version in sight. So if you want to compete in a console tournament for Street Fighter, you better fucking get a PS4 and
PS4.
start grinding.
It's true.
So I think that there's a part of that that's going to push sales.
Right. Yeah,
But
I didn't think about
y'all
that.
but no matter what you do, you got to remember that there's always we've got other events that are coming up. Like, I don't think there'll be any Halloween sales on like new games, but I bet you Sony's gonna do some flash sales for Halloween. I'm sure Microsoft will do something.
True.
I
But
think we're a little too far out. I just think statistically, if PS4 is selling more every month and the Xbox One's just kind of catching up, I think they'll just be neck and neck. But I think as far as hardware goes, I think hardware will be PS4. I think software will be Xbox for the holiday season.
true, I
I just
agree.
think there's way more saturation of of good Xbox titles versus good
Versus,
PS4
yeah.
titles.
Right. It's true.
So, I don't think we'll see anything that kind of changes that, unless for some reason you have like an Arkham Knight disaster where
Oh,
the PC
yeah.
version is junk, or the Xbox version is junk, or the PS4
Junk.
version is junk. So people, if you have, like me, if you have both consoles and I start seeing that, only the Xbox version is good, like I may just get the Xbox version instead.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I'm also swayed by the fact that if all of my friends are going to be getting it on PS4, I may
Then,
just tough it out and deal with it.
right? Usually I'm just like, you getting it for this, you getting it for this. All right, cool, I'm
Right.
getting it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I
Like,
have Destiny. I've got Destiny for PS4. I've got friends who play Destiny on Xbox, but like, I haven't picked up Destiny for Xbox. I don't
right.
think I don't know that I will unless it was cheap and I said, whatever, I'll grind it out.
It's true.
But to be honest with you, does Destiny have split screen multiplayer? I don't think it does. Yeah, I was gonna say, because if it did, I might get that, because at least that I could play with my brother,
Oh, your
whereas
brother,
Halo
yeah.
5 doesn't have it, which is just so ridiculous.
Just weird. Yeah, it's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, that's kind of frustrating.
That's another thing to factor in, I guess, too, for the holiday stuff. But I mean, no parents are gonna know, oh, can my kids play together? And I'm sure the whatever employee that's not game friendly would be like, oh yeah. It's like the other Halos. Because I doubt they had meetings where it's like, hey,
Big notice.
this game has that, yeah. I doubt they
Yeah.
had meetings like that, unless it's like GameStop or something like that.
Right. I mean, I imagine the people who work in like the, gaming department in Walmart and Target, like, if you get the kid who's into video games, you'll probably be fine. But like, if it's just the person who's filling in the electronics department, they might not have the answer you're looking for.
Right, they're just like they'll look at the back and be like, no, yeah, it says
Yeah.
two players. Boom.
Yeah, I also wonder what kind of TV deals we're going to see come Black Friday.
I saw a 4K one on at Walmart on Black Friday for like 500.
Yeah, which then would have been a good deal. Would have been a
Right,
sick
I
ass deal.
would've.
I can't deal with the crowds. Like that's Black Friday is a topic for another discussion. We'll touch on Black Friday like in November when we get there.
Right.
But I think that's probably all we can really,
Yeah.
for the holiday one. Like I said, we're trying to keep these episodes short, and obviously you're probably gonna know that there was a clip that we had to cut and edit in the middle because we had the call dropped. But I think we'll just call it there, and we'll give the shout out to Icy Dude for giving us the question.
Thank you for the question.
Icy Dude, honestly, off the top of my head, I cannot think of your Twitter because I keep thinking your Twitch is your Twitter, and I don't think it is. Because you call yourself Icy Dude, but your Twitch is KB, but I don't think that's your Twitch or your Twitter rather. So I will shout you out
Is
in the
it?
annotations. I want to say it's Kevin Bahar,
I
like it's
think
just
it's
his.
that
I think
one.
it's just his name because that's the
The KB.
KB, which but his PSN is Ice. This is why you need to condense. You need to be which I'm no better. Like my PSN is Jaybon, my Twitch is Jaybon, but
Twitter's so
my
after I
PSN, yeah,
said.
my Twitter is so after I said.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you can follow us at the DGCast. You can follow me at So After I Said. You can follow Mike at MTong1.
Tong.
So that'll do it for episode 32, and we will catch you
On the flip.